coasters and Ferris wheels. You like how it feels. Round and round till you lose yourself in the air.
Mary's brother first started showing signs of his brain disorder in the 1970s at age 16.
With my brother's illness, it was difficult for him to realize that he had an illness. So he would go off his meds and he would act out in different ways that were either somewhat violent or questionable in different ways that we really didn't know where to turn and we needed an intervention.
With no other option, Mary says the first point of contact usually became the police, over and over for more than 30 years.
He was arrested so many times. It was such upheaval in the family. Usually it ended up where my brother would be hauled away in handcuffs and treated like a criminal. I don't blame the police officers for doing that a lot of times because they just were simply unaware that my brother had this condition that he could not control.
Mary says her brother's behavior did not stabilize until he was about 50 years old. He was admitted to a long-term facility, which has forced him to remain on his medications. Jane's son has a similar history with law enforcement.
My son has bipolar with some schizoaffective symptoms. And what they do is they don't always have good choices.
Her son, too, has been arrested more times than Jane can count.
The judicial system is very hard to navigate. They know very little about mental illness, and we've had bad experience. Nobody tells you anything. Just like mental illness, nobody tells you anything unless you go out and look for the answers. And in the criminal system, they're far and in between the answers. They're treated like everybody else, truly criminal.
But both Mary and Jane say their loved ones are not criminals. They're ill and should be treated as such.
Every person is so unique in how their illness presents. When they come out to the house and he's in a state of disarray due to his mental illness, to please look at my brother and give him some dignity to try to de-escalate the situation.
That's what crisis intervention teams do.
I'm Officer Ross. Just call me. You okay?
Blow.
Well, call me Chris, okay? And talk to me.
Well,
that's what I'm here
explode,
for.
Man.
Don't explode. You want to know why you ain't got to explode?
Yeah, because I'm talking to you.
Because you're talking to me.
Some of the things they'll tell you is approach the person very cautiously. Don't get in their face. Don't get in their space. Be very gentle in the way you talk to them. Listen to them. Try to explain to them that it's safe.
Ann Venuto is president of the local chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says CIT gives law enforcement additional tools to handle a call nonviolently, and it also requires a change in traditional police procedure.
They're trained to look at suspicious activity and respond in a way that puts their safety first, you know, and shoot to kill. They're nervous. Who are you? What are you doing here? Do you have a weapon? Are you going to reach for something? So if you're mentally ill, you're more nervous and you're more reactive. And if you're psychotic, you're not in reality at all. And you kind of get in their face or you have a threatening voice, you're going to ratchet them up. That's like a recipe for disaster with a police officer with a gun.
So the first time that you asked the dispatcher, I would like a CIT-trained officer, did they know what you're talking about?
No fuss at all. In fact, one time I was in Depew and I was on the border in a car with my son who was not well, and that's when I called for the police, and they told me they had not been trained yet in Depew. And I said, not a problem. I'll drive two more blocks, and I will be in Cheektowaga, and I will call on Cheektowaga's help. And that's what I did.
Matter of fact, I'm going to give you my number. So when you're having a problem, call me. And you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. I don't care what it is.
Cheektowaga police were the first in Western New York to adopt CIT in 2013. They and Crisis Services, which has been training law enforcement about mental illness for years, created a CIT program tailored to Erie County Road Patrols. Later, it was revised to pilot at the Erie County Holding Center. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.